Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. It is midweek, Wednesday, December the 6th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. You know, do you like me mentioning the date, 19 days until Christmas? Well, maybe the date is not the problem. Everybody likes to know the date, but they don't like to be reminded that Christmas is 19 days away. Now, I have a little bit of a rant to go on here. Well, I've got several rants this morning, so you're here on the right morning. The first rant this morning is, and I've been on this rant for years, but it only tends to come up during the holiday season. So this is more of a holiday-themed rant. What is with all the gift cards? When I am in the grocery store, this time of year, I see people at the gift card rack buying multiple gift cards and then purchasing them. Now, again, let me make this very clear. If you don't live in the same city or state with your grandkids or person you're buying a gift for, I can see buying them a gift card. I understand that. Also, if you are an elderly person who does not have the energy or interest or want to go out and shop for somebody, I understand getting a gift card. I get that. But if you have the energy and you know these people and you're just doing this to get your shopping done fast, I think that's terrible. Now, here's why. Now, don't paint me with a brush yet. Here's why I don't like this. I don't like this because they always say, it's not the gift, it's the thought that counts. Well, how much thought goes into a gift card? Oh, I know you like to eat at McDonald's, so here's a gift card. I know you like to eat at Wendy's, here's a gift card. Because the majority of the gift cards that people are buying are food gift cards. I know what these people are buying. They're not and some people are buying the eBays and things like that, but that's really few and far between. Amazon, stuff like that. It's always a food gift card, and not that it's not nice to have a free meal. I'm not saying that at all. But for a Christmas gift, can't you, for one day a year, come up with something that person might like? You know, there are so many gifts that you can get somebody, even if you don't know what they like. I like novelty socks. Novelty socks are a great gift to get somebody if you don't want to spend a lot of money and you don't really know them that well. Novelty socks. A coffee mug is a good gift. Maybe their favorite sports team or something they like. There's a ton of stuff like that you can get people that is not expensive. And you actually put some thought into it, and you actually had to wrap it, because people are not wrapping these gift cards. And again, if you're elderly and can't get out and shop, I understand. If you're sick and can't get out and shop, I understand. If you have somebody in a different state, I understand that. But this whole idea of just getting everybody a gift card so you don't have to shop very long, you know, I think this is turning us into a more impersonal society. You know, we talk about text messaging, and we talk about social media, and we talk about all these things that are separating us from other people. But goodness gracious, one day a year, we're not asking you to go out every day of the year and buy somebody a gift, but one day a year, one day every 365 to go out and get somebody a gift? I mean, come on. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? I'm ranting right off the bat this morning. 740-751-4038. And trust me, I know I'm in the minority on this one. I know most people will say buy a gift card because I see these people buying gift cards by the truckload. So I know I'm in the minority. Trust me. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you can always make somebody something. And trust me, I am not a crafty person. I am the least crafty person you will ever see in your life. But you can come up with something, heaven forbid. Go ahead, caller.
I always like to come in on the attack early in the morning when I can see and have the sun to my back, see?
You know, I like a good rant to start off the show, don't you?
You did, and you know what the first thing came to my mind when you said ramp?
What's that?
When I was a young man, or young boy, and they had ramps up there on South Main Street and the Soapbox Derby. They shoved a soapbox up on the ramp, and then all at once there was the nose of the soapbox was up against this block of wood, and then they pulled a lever, and down the ramp they went, and that was the thrill of the young people in Marion, the Soapbox Derby, and that was what a ramp meant to me. I know there's a lot of words to that, Scott, but hey, let's start it off like this. Wasn't it a beautiful, beautiful sunrise?
It was. You know, after the rain and coldness we've had the last few days, it's beautiful this morning.
There you go. And you know what happened to me? I'm down there at the fast food place, and I get ready to pay the bill, and the young man there I never seen before, he just happened to be there, and he said, sir, I said, yes. He said, yours is already paid for. Now, isn't that another nice thing happening?
Oh, a pay it forward.
Yes, the car ahead of you done that. And then, you know, I jump around, then I forget. But I want to commend Adam. The words that he uses on his delivery to us as listeners, he uses some really nice words. They aren't the same old stagnant words every day. And he produces the rain prediction and the weather prediction. And he uses those kind of mild things. Just a light rain. Well, a light rain. Boy, isn't that soothing? Instead of boy, they're going to have some downpours. But well, I'll jump back here on the other one. That your philosophy on credit cards or gift cards, I think, now way out of bounds. I think it's a delightful thing. It's in this new society that they are there. And you know what? I don't know what kind of job you got there. Do you see all these people going on? Have this time to visualize this and that? You must be on the cashier side or sacking the groceries. Is that correct?
Usually somewhere in the line. Yes.
Right, and those either positions, right? Because you can't possibly. I've been in stores, and you possibly can't get around and see all that. But you got to see what's on the counter and comes down the line. And then you look at the person and this and that. But that's the convenience to you. You're getting an evaluation of people. But you know what? The younger society, if you're around there and if you had grandkids and stuff, and after they got out of the little toy thing, which was fun watching them open the present, and they got up a little bit more when they got in school, if you ask them, you say, you know what? I'm not going to get an old present and stuff and give it to you. How about just giving you either cash or a gift card? They said, hey, that's really nice. They said, but you can't please everybody. There's so many selections and stuff, so I think it's an ideal thing. And what do you think about the society not having to take the gift back?
Well, I think that's a good thing, but here's the problem I have with it.
That's a wonderful thing, yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful, but here's my problem with the whole thing. And like I say, there are occasions where I think gift cards should be used. If it's a gift for somebody out of state, for the reason you just said, you don't want to have to take it back. Also, if you're elderly or if you're not feeling well and you don't feel like going through the stores, I understand that. That's fine.
Let's stop right there. Those categories there don't mean nothing. How would you, if you were elderly and stuff and wanted to send one, how would you get there to get, and you have to go up the rack and all the selections you got and stuff, you'd be there 15 minutes and you're going through stuff if you were lucky and had it down to the what you was going to get the person. So that's irrelevant there about saying that about elderly or a little bit this and that. they can't, you have to get out of the house to go get it, right?
Well, this is true, but I'll give you a little, and I'll give you a little insight here into the into the retailer's mind. They, have you ever noticed they always put those gift card racks in the front of the store?
Well, sure, because a lot of people don't want to run up and down those aisles and clear in the back of the store to get them. Because
they want people to come in and not get in other people's way, and also be able to get to them quickly and get out quickly.
Yeah, and I wonder what the revenue of the store person of the stores. I wonder what kind of take they get off there for making that service to people.
You know, it's honestly not as big as you would think.
Well, it is when it comes volume. You know, if you donate 50 cents and the guy said, boy, he's cheap, well, then if you had 100,000 trillion people doing that, you'd have quite a pile of money, wouldn't you?
You would, but don't you remember back to the Christmas oranges? When you used to give kids Christmas oranges because it was thought of as gold, and you did that during World War II, and the kids were happy enough with that, and they weren't going to take an orange back. If you really don't know what to get somebody, just buy a stocking. You can get that for a dollar at the Dollar Tree. Fill it with oranges, and there you go. That's or something they like. Fill it with candy bars, or fill it with oatmeal, or fill it with whatever they eat. And
our children don't operate that way, Scott. We went to our own children, and then our grandchildren, and then starting on our great-grandchildren, and kids don't operate like that. They become real, real up-to-date on everything at a very, very young age. So that Santa Claus era in there, that's a fun era, but if they go to 5 or 6 today, that is really something if you still have that desire about Santa Claus. Then after that desire goes, then we want, the other things that's available. And some of these electronic things aren't no El Cheapos, you know what I mean?
No, they're very... And I'm not saying that people need to go into debt to buy Christmas. All I'm saying is that if you have a budget, let's say your budget, and I see what people are spending on these gift cards, and the average amount is not very much, $15, $20, stuff like that, because people have big families.
I have to butt in on that or forget my train of thought. They have a selection. Don't they go up to maybe $500?
Oh, yes.
See? So there's quite a selection in the money value of a gift card. So, and the time you go around and get some of this El Cheapo stuff that's in the... thing for a kid, you know. It just isn't satisfactory. The kids just looking to.
Here back to another thing is when I look at my now here's another good gift. Here's another tip for Christmas. When I look at my Christmas tree, years ago I worked in a shoe store when I was in college. And a woman who I worked with, and she was an older lady getting ready for retirement at that time.
Oh, woman. Ooh, wait a minute.
I know, another woman. They're always there. And
my goodness, you lucky dog.
I know. Even back in those days.
Oh, yeah. And this
woman, who was probably close to 65 at that time, one Christmas she decided to crochet me a snowman Christmas ornament. And if you walk in, now this has been, oh my Lord, 20 years ago now. If you walk into,
that's a long time ago, yeah.
And if you walk into my house now, because the Christmas tree's up, that ornament is still hanging on my tree 20 years ago. Now, 20 years later, how many people have gifts that they got 20, I bet they don't have those gift cards from 20 years ago, but still got this woman's gift card, or gift hanging on my tree, and she didn't spend a lot of money on that, but it was time, and it was thought. And, you know, every year when I put her ornament on the tree for the last 20 years, I think of her, and I haven't seen her in a long time. She might have went on to her reward for all I know.
I received in 1952, and I just showed some people the other day that were here. I said, look at this gift I got from my grandmother. 1952, and they always had a cottage. They had a cottage in Sarasota, Florida in the early 40s and stuff. So they didn't have any high rises then. And she had a coconut with the face on it, and it had a little slot in the top, and it was a bank. And on this, each corner of the pedestal that was sitting on the block of wood, it says, "Just a nut from Florida." Now, wasn't that really cool? A coconut.
Tremendous.
In 1952. So, yeah, we all, I believe, a lot of people wasn't fortunate enough to keep something like that, you know. But, yeah, I was like a hoarder, too, that whatever my grandmother got. But it was amazing what the cleverness that face was painted on the coconut and the saying on it, "Just a nut from Florida."
Exactly. Now, think about this. And as time goes on, what are these kids today going to do 20 years and 50 years from now? Are they going to have gift card receipts hanging from their trees?
Well, that tree is almost gone. We haven't heard nothing about the Wymans here lately, if they're sold out or not.
Well, you know, I need to check in with him.
The Per Se tree is gone. Did I tell you where my Christmas tree is? I tell so many people I forget.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
We had a what you call a pencil Christmas tree, and we had it for years and years. Carol just fell in love with that, and so it comes apart in the middle, but it's not much. I imagine the average person could almost put your arm around the whole tree, but it was a clever-looking pencil tree, they called them. They put all these attractive names year after year, but it was artificial, and I used to break that or lift that in two and then get two pieces and take it in the front room. I'd done that and done that, so about 2 years ago, I told Carol, I said, you know what? We're either going to take this Christmas tree and just have half of it, and I'm not going to carry it through the house. And with the decorations and all on it, Scott. And so she said, what do you have in mind doing? I said, I'm taking this thing, and I'm putting it right outside on the back deck. And see where you're sitting? You're capable of seeing it at Christmas time. And she said, well, you're going to leave it there? I said, yeah. She said, well, I'll see it 365 days a year. I said, no. I said, they're Venetian blinds. I'll just pull the thing there. You won't have to look at it. But Christmas time, here it comes, Christmas time. And Ted, don't have the agony of defeat of carrying that thing ever. And, you know, I've done it for all these years and years. And all I done is just went over there and plugged it in. I got it on now. I turn it on early in the morning. And then after Carol gets up and around, I shut it off, and we do it in the evening. So there it is, outside. And you know that old pencil artificial tree has held up for 3 years outdoors. So I think I might be cruel about leaving the poor thing out by itself, huh?
No, I like it. And you know what? That's a thoughtful act. And again, we're back to the thought that counts. I don't think that there's a lot of thought going into these gift cards. And I just, honest to goodness, I'm teaching the kids on Friday night a lesson. You know, I've told them that this year we're not buying each other gifts. We're going to make something for each other. And you know what? Oh, they're excited about it.
Oh, that's where the deep pockets come in.
Well, that's right. That's exactly how I get out of buying them a present.
I love you too, Scott. I'll let you go for a little while. Bring up another subject. I'm available here today after that free gift through the drive-thru and the sunshine and my desires of talking is great.
Hey, I got a few. Stay out there.
Okay, buddy.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. How do you feel about gift cards? 740-751-4038. And again, I'm not knocking gift cards. I'm not saying it's a horrible thing. I'm just saying, can you not? And you know, you don't have to wrap a gift card. And I want to make that point too. You know, wrapping is becoming a lost art. Now, I hate wrapping, and I'm not good at it. But I still give it a shot every year. I still try to wrap these gifts, put bows on them in the whole nine yards. You know, I try to be right there. 740-751-4038. What do you make of gift cards at Christmas? Well, we need to do down our news rundown here, and we'll take another call, then we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, let's see here. Lieutenant Brown called me yesterday, and he said he's a yes.
Oh, Lieutenant Brown is in the fruitcake toss now.
Yeah, but Chief McDonald, he's a no.
You know, he sent me a message yesterday. He wanted to be in it, but he's got a conflict that night, he said.
Yes, and the one that hasn't got back with me is Mr. Grogan and Judge Fredericks. And Ann Draper, I don't know who she is. I just know she's a county auditor. I'm not going to call her again. Most of them have been called at least twice. And I think Grogan, he's been called three times.
Well, you know what? So while I got you on the line, I will send a message to Grogan here. Maybe I can get through to him a little quicker. But what did Lieutenant Brown have to say?
I think he told me last year he was, but I think he told me he didn't go.
Yeah, I think Chief McDonald showed up in his place. Yeah.
Yeah, because I can't get through to Chief McDonald. All I get mostly is records and other. You know, you get a bunch of other stuff and things. Because when you push these buttons, you just don't get all the time. You know, like the Chief McDonald and stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah, Chief McDonald sent me a message yesterday and said he was sorry that he couldn't come this year. He really wanted to, but he was, because he did come last year, and he was going to see if he could get somebody else to come in his place. So it must be Lieutenant Brown.
Yeah, he's the one that called me. And I think I had about 16, and I think about, 11 or so are coming. But Mr. Grogan, he got back fast, so maybe... He just doesn't know. I don't know if they mentioned it to him because I called yesterday afternoon. I think she said they're really busy. So with Christmas coming, I don't know how long they take off for Christmas.
You know, I don't know. Hopefully we'll hear from him soon. I'm trying to find his information here. I know I have it somewhere.
Do you know Jan Draper?
You know, I don't know her very well.
Well, I don't know. I know... my taxes, I pay to her, I believe, but I don't know her, so let me see. I think that takes care of all of them. So City Council, I don't know if he mentioned that at the meeting, how many of those will be coming?
You know, I don't know. You know, we'll have to talk to Ayers at some point, because he was kind of spearheading that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he said he'd get contact everybody for me. But Jason Schauber, first year I got him, but last year he never called back. I left several messages, and I think I only called him once this year. I don't know what kind of job he has, and he never got back with me. So
how do you feel about gift cards?
Gift cards.
I like you do? Now, see,
Yeah, my daughter gets them, and, you know, all these places, like $25 or something, and because, you know, I don't eat out that much, but, you know, you can... use them. They're nice. It's better than getting a gift maybe that you don't want. And you can use a gift card, you know.
But didn't we always... See, I think... Let's say I don't know the person well. There are things that I can get them that aren't going... Like, I can get them novelty socks. I can get them a stocking filled with some candy or some oranges or some things like that. I can get them popcorn. I can get them... several things that would go an ornament. Get somebody an ornament, a specialized ornament that they will have to pull out every year.
Yeah, you know, I just got socks for, you know, they're really nice. They're cheap, got cats and stuff, and probably pretty expensive. But guess what? I don't wear socks. I wear hose or the trouser socks or something. So there I've got these socks. That's what I said. It's, you know, and then like food. Some people won't eat candy, or they don't, and so if you're not sure, I think maybe a gift card.
Well,
I don't know is there one that you can use just about anywhere? I don't buy them. I've never...
Well, here's my theory. If you're buying somebody a Christmas gift, I would have to suspect you know them somewhat well and would have to know that they like something, a drink, something. I mean, if you would say a name to me right now, even if they weren't super close to me, I would know something that they would like.
Yeah. Just like clothes. Don't buy me clothes because I have so many. And stuff don't, you know, and some people, it's hard. They're maybe picky, I'd say, and stuff. But to me, a gift card, you know, they thought of you. So.
Yeah, at least they thought of you. It sounds good. Well, hey,
a lot of people like to get them, you know, maybe it's the place that they go to or something. And because, you know, like knickknacks and stuff, I don't want any of those. I got so many knickknacks. You know, it's just like a certain age, you just got so much stuff, you know, it's people, probably older people, prefer getting maybe the gift cards.
Well, maybe they do. I just think they're going to have no memories when they get older because, like I say, the ornament that I have on my tree that the lady crocheted and certain things that people have gotten me over the years. Somebody got me a globe one year. Now, a globe would certainly not have been on my Christmas list, but it was a nice gold globe, and I love that thing. And every time I see it, I think of that person. One year, somebody got me a snow globe of Wrigley Field because they knew I liked the Cubs, and every year I pull that out, I think about that person. So I just think you can come up with something.
Yeah, but, you know, I like cats, and you get tired of all these cat things and stuff. So, you know, it's just, I don't know.
I could get you cat food.
I buy enough of that. I'm thinking that I've been feeding the stray cats. They disappear. I have, like, 12. I'm going to say I get these 44-pound bags of cat food, and I have to leave it in the car to, and then, you know, breed it in and things. And a group of them several months ago disappeared, and then there's so many orange cats over here. And then there's another group, and one cat has these cute little kittens. One's orange and three's dark and stuff, but you can't get around them because they're wild and stuff. Or I take them down to the home to homeless place. I've never turned in a cat, but I'm too old to get out there and take care of them anymore. So I buy all this cat food. I spend, like, in a week or two, would you believe it, like $200 I've just been paid. And then I get them the canned cat food. But my cat, I get her, you know, certain food. But these drays, I just get the regular cat food and stuff. But so now this other group of cats, several of them have, I don't know why, if somebody's doing something to them or they just disappear, or it's like a group of them.
And, you know, here's the thing about this. I don't want to come off as cheap at Christmas, because if I will buy somebody pretty much what they want if I can. And, you know, I don't know. It's just this whole gift card thing is a little shaky in my book. Now, again, there are exceptions. If you're elderly or not feeling well, I understand it. If it's somebody in a different state, I understand it. I get all that. But if it's somebody you see on a daily basis, I mean, can't you come up with something for this person?
Yeah, you can get them. I used to get a calendar. My friend would get me a calendar.
There you go.
And stuff. But, yeah, that gift cards, I think it's just a thing. It's just a time.
It's a fad. It's a fad. Well, hey,
it's
thanks.
Easy.
Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, I do want to run down our list here. And again, phone lines will remain open, 740-751-4038. Christmas in Caledonia is right around the corner here, coming up on Saturday night. I'll be there, 6:15, lighting the Christmas tree, along with Carrington and Matt. They will be doing music that night. Sean Kraft will be there along with us. Going to be a great time in Caledonia, 6:15 on Saturday night. Of course, you can send us a Christmas card here at the station. Don't put any gift cards in there. oh, you can do what you want. I'm not trying to tell people what to do, but you can do what you want. WGH Talk Radio, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A. Of course, that's Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address in the card. We'll read the card on the air, and if you got the return address in there, we'll make sure you get a card back. But that's WGH Talk, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A. And, of course, the big fruitcake toss coming up on December 14th at 7 p.m. Right here at the radio station, 685 Delaware Avenue, 7 p.m. We're going to have a plaque for the winner, a plaque for the WGH personality who throws it the farthest or furthest, however you'd like to say that. There will be Buckeyes for everybody, but on that night they'll be called Chestnuts. We're going to have singing with Matt and Carrington and the whole group out there. We've got Mayor Jack Kellogg receiving his Upper Crust Society Award. It's going to be a big night here in Marion. Now, our entrance. Let's do the entrance because we've got a few things to update here on the entrant list. We've got Ted Adam, Commissioner Davis, Commissioner Murray, Commissioner Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Ayers Ratliff, Tracy Lee, Pastor Whitaker, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Linda's husband Ed Pickett, who was the winner last year, Kayla Bryce, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, George Kasotis, Joanne Kasotis, Sheriff Bales, a representative from the fire department, Judge Edwards, Carrie Grigsby, Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy, Lois Fisher, Nick Fisher, City Auditor Miranda McGinnis, James Anderson, Abby, Mike McGinnis, Becky Morgan, who is preparing the chestnuts, Fred Malone, haven't heard back from him yet, but we did let him know he was nominated. Sean got nominated yesterday, and now we know Lieutenant Brown from the police department will be there as well. Now, I also should say that yesterday Jeannie Evers was nominated by Sarah, and I heard from Jeannie yesterday, and Jeannie wanted to thank Sarah for nominating her, but Jeannie doesn't drive at night anymore, so she won't be able to make it out to the fruitcake toss. But we certainly were glad that she was nominated, and it was good to hear from her yesterday. And I'm glad she's still out there every morning listening. I appreciate that. A very, very, very good lady. You know, she had to keep Charlie in line for all those years. So she's a good lady, and she's always been very, very nice to me. And we're going to have lunch or dinner or something sometime. So we don't live very far from each other, and that'd be a lot of fun. So we'll get together and do that. And, you know, one of the nicest ladies you'd ever want to meet. Just a very nice, kind lady. Always has been. And anybody who met her, I think, would say the same. So, there we go. That's the fruitcake toss list as we have it now. I believe we're still at 40, 45 people with the addition of Lieutenant Brown. Now, if you'd like to nominate somebody, feel free, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You can nominate anybody. And the winner not only will receive a plaque, but they will get a family four-pack of passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights, which this event being on the 14th, they'll still have 11 days before Christmas to go to the Columbus Zoo Lights. Matter of fact, I think the Zoo Lights run the week after Christmas as well. But if you'd like to nominate somebody, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, one thing about accepting a person for the toss there, I think it's a polite way to do. It's an yes or no answer, and why do they have to give a reason why they're not being there? I think that's immaterial. I think it should be just a yes or no, and that's up to the individual. They did answer yes or no question, and just drop it at that. All the other things, and just like the holidays and stuff, well, they're not going to be there. They're going to Florida, or they're going to Arizona or something like that. That just tells the whole listening public, well, nobody's going to be home and stuff like that. So prying into people's privacy on a yes or no question, I think it's out of bounds. That's all on that, Scott. But I'll keep in contact with you now. Don't forget me.
I'm here. All right. Well, you know, and yes, for whatever reason somebody can't come, that's fine. I just think sometimes people think that when they say they can't come, that they don't want to come. And I don't necessarily know that that's the case. I think sometimes people have, I mean, certainly not being able to drive at a certain time of day is not a bad thing. I mean, certainly a lot of people fall into that category at, you know, people with bad eyesight, I don't think can drive at a certain time of day. And you know, it just, a lot of people just don't like to drive at night, which is certainly not a bad thing at all. All right, if you'd like to nominate somebody, 740-751-4038. That's you know, it's kind of like telling people's age. Some people like it when you say their age. Some people don't like it when you say their age. It's just one of those things. 30 degrees and sunny here in Marion right now. We're still under the freezing mark, but it's 30 degrees. 740-751-4038. Okay, that's the fruitcake toss up over, I don't know if we're going to hit 50 or not. We've still got a week left to take nominations, and we're at 46 right now. So, if you'd like to nominate somebody, Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay, that's where we are with the Fruitcake Toss, Christmas in Caledonia. Oh, and I have to mention this. This is something I wanted to do. Very, very, well, it's just important to mention this. I should say that. On a sad note this morning, I learned yesterday that Carol Alt, well-known dance teacher in the Caledonia area, passed away yesterday. And Carol, I did not know Carol terribly well, but for years I did variety shows here in Marion. I was the master of ceremonies for variety shows called Night of a Thousand Stars. And I think we did those for about 15 years. And we had a lot of local talent at those events. And a lot of times Carol Alt from the Dance Factory would bring her group. And I always appreciated that from Carol bringing her group to those events. So I was sorry to hear of the passing of Carol Alt yesterday. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, I just got a call that Mr. Grogan cannot come.
Oh, so the call did come.
Yeah, he has a meeting in another county.
Oh, that's no problem. So no Ray Grogan this year.
No, and then she switched me over to Judge Frederick because they do jury stuff, and they go through buttons. You have to push civil cases and all this stuff. I don't know how many buttons. So I left a message there. And I think that about takes care of the list then.
So we're down to one.
Yeah, Judge Frederick.
That sounds good. Hey, thanks.
Oh, Scott?
Yes.
What does that saying mean? Never look a gift horse in the mouth. What does that mean? People used to say that when I was growing up.
Well, I think what it
means... Does that mean gifts? Don't
yeah.
say anything.
Well, I think it means if somebody's, you know, giving you a gift, don't be rude to them.
But don't give it, you know, don't look a... You know, they used to say, you know, when I was growing up, they used to have these sayings, and after I hung up, I thought of that. I thought, well, you know, does that mean, you know, you just accept it and don't say anything or what? Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Oh, no, and people have gotten me gift cards, and I'm certainly not rude about it. I think you're very gracious, and I'm not saying I hate gift cards. I just think that if so many people are doing this, that they're not doing it, they're only doing it to make their shopping a little easier. And
they have a lot, like people, they might not, maybe they could eat candy. You got them candy, and then maybe they're on a diet, or they got diabetes, and they can't, and you give them candy. I think people found that it's an easy way to go. Like me, don't buy any clothing, period. And, you know, not stuff to sit around, and it's kind of hard, you know, that if you're young in your 30s, 40s and stuff, more, but when you get up in your 60s, 70s, 80s, it's kind of a different ball game, I guess.
I think you're right. I understand.
Well, what you could do, be a good gift, take them out to dinner.
Yeah, or you know what, IOUs. I mean, you know, IOU, two nights of babysitting, IOU,
yeah.
You know, a trip to the grocery store. Those are nice things to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or make them a card. If you're just...
Yeah, I like to get the main cards better than the bottom ones and stuff.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think people keep those. Yeah, I'm with you.
When you have several people buying, and they buy you several gifts, and after all the years, it's like, quit buying for me. That's what I tell them. Don't buy me anything.
Right, and I understand. Hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, and remember, the phone line is open. All right, Ray Grogan, not able to make it, but again, we're at 46 in the Fruitcake Toss. Let's see here. Well, I was talking about the passing of Carol Alt yesterday. As I say, I didn't know her very well, but I know she educated in dance so many kids for so many years in Caledonia. And when I was doing the charity shows for many, many years, I think we did 15 or 16 years of those shows, many, many times Carol brought her dance troupe to those shows. And it was always good to see Carol. And always had a good conversation with her. And it's interesting, I did not know, we did one show where Martha Dowse had brought her group, and Carol Alt had brought her group. And Carol came up to me and said, did you know Martha taught me how to dance? I did not know that. That when Martha started teaching very young, that one of her first students was Carol Alt. And I heard that story right out of Carol Alt's mouth. So it's it's sad to see some of these traditions going away, but we certainly will remember them. And it's also my understanding, what a weird irony, that the old Carol Alt building in Caledonia is being torn down this month, or has been torn down. It's something like, I haven't been over to Caledonia in a while. I guess I'll be there Saturday. But, you know, it's very ironic, I think, that the month that the building is going to be torn down or has been torn down, that Carol would leave us. So it's a sad passing, but Carol had a good life. So best thoughts to the Alt family, and Carol was just a lot of fun. When you'd see her, she always had a big open smile on her face and always was wanting to talk, and I can see why so many kids kept coming back to her school years and years, for years and years and years and years. So a definite success story in Marion. So we're sorry to hear of the death of Carol Alt yesterday, especially at the holiday time, because she's got a family. Okay, now I got another rant here, but I only got about 6 minutes to get this rant in. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know what? I'm going to save this one rant for the other hour. Here's something else, though, that I think is interesting. Adult Happy Meals will return to McDonald's soon, this time with a nostalgic 80s toy. The new Kerwin Frost box is the fast food chain's latest spin on the childhood classic, set to arrive at U.S. restaurants starting December 11th. McDonald's announced in a November 29th news release. Teaming up with DJ and entertainer Kerwin Frost, the grown-up meal box comes with one of six McNugget Buddy collectibles, each inspired by the Harlem Natives' childhood experiences. The figurines debuted in 1988 and are best known for their wacky adventures and personalities. I've loved McDonald's since I was a kid, and it was my dream to collect all the McNugget buddies, Frost said in the news release. Boy, high goals. Now coming up with my own special set of buddies, each one representing different aspects of self-expression. It's unreal. It's a dream come true. Okay. The Kerwin Frost box set comes with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece nugget, fries, drink, and a McNugget buddy collectible. The boxed meal follows McDonald's cactus plant flea market box lost last year. Oh, my goodness. The Kerwin Frost box is available for a limited time through McDonald's, although McDonald's didn't say how long. So, well, they're right there. If you want to get somebody a gift, go to McDonald's starting on December the 11th and get the adult Happy Meal, and there'll be a plastic little chicken nugget in there to get somebody else. Won't that be the gift that keeps on giving? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott on TV last night, I seen where McDonald's is starting a new restaurant.
Oh, well, what, different than McDonald's?
It's not going to be called McDonald's. It's going to be called Cosmics.
Cosmics. Now, what will that be?
They only have one built. They've been trying to keep the menu a secret, but it'll be opening up soon, you know, in I forget what city it is.
Now, being an adult yourself, would you go order an adult Happy Meal?
I never even heard of such a thing.
I know. Well, that's why we're here. We're here to bring you the big news.
Yeah, so I want to also encourage people to buy their tree from Wyman. They really done me a good favor and, you know, built that ramp, and I bet you the heck $1,000 in that.
Oh, absolutely. They do a tremendous, tremendous job. How do you feel about gift cards?
I think they're fine.
See, but do you really think it takes a lot of thought?
Well, it's not much fun when you spend a lot of time trying to find something for somebody. You know, that, you know, basically, you know, if they want it, they already got it. And you buy it, and then, you know, they complain about the gift.
Hmm. Well, that's true.
I saw another picture one time that, you know, went on the wall, and she complained about it. And my Uncle Bill said, that's something you buy for somebody for a study or a dinner. Well, you know what happened?
What's that?
She never got another Christmas present again.
Well, now this was your mother?
Yeah.
So you never got Mom another Christmas gift?
Nope.
Because she complained.
I'm not going to spend all that time buying somebody a gift. And you know, you don't know what to get them because they got everything they want.
Now, was she typically a woman who complained about things like that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. You know, I'm sure there are people who complain, but you've got to be gracious when you get a gift. I think we had a caller there a few minutes ago who said, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Well, right there, you know, even if you don't necessarily like it, you can find a place for it. You don't have to be rude. It's a gift, for goodness sake.
Right. And, you know, most of the time whenever I get a gift, you know, I get a, you know, a chintzy gift, you know. You know, socks. You know, who wants socks, really? But, you know, that is something that you can use. But
we're not just plain socks. I'm talking about, like, novelty socks.
You know, I think gift cards are great because you don't have to spend a lot of time thinking about it. You can give it to them. If they don't like that gift card, they can trade that gift card. Or somebody's got another gift card, you know.
Okay, I got a break coming. We'll talk more about this after the break.
Okay.
All right, I got a break coming up here, but we're going to talk about gift cards and adult Happy Meals, and you still have a chance to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss, 740-751-4038, so that's still floating around out there as well. So come back with us next hour, and I've got one more big story I still want to touch on today. Another rant. Can you imagine? I've still got one more rant to go, and it might be the biggest rant of all. After this break, get your oatmeal, get your gift cards.
This is your place for holiday fun. For legendary talk show host Dick Cavett reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. And the children